Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy estimates about half of Wisconsin's voting age population will head to the polls tomorrow. That's higher than usual for a gubernatorial election, which Kennedy credits in part to the close races for governor and attorney general.
And we also have two very hot-button issues, the marriage amendment and the advisory referendum on the death penalty, which will draw people who may not want to participate in the candidate races, but those issues mean a lot to them.
If Kennedy is right about turnout, that means about 2 million residents will cast ballots. That matches the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's own estimates. Director Mike Murphy says that means Governor Jim Doyle needs 1,000,001 votes, but he thinks Doyle will get more. Republican Party Director Rick Wiley thinks 950,000 votes for Mark Green would send him to the governor's office. To help hit that mark, Wiley says volunteers will have made 750,000 get-out-the-vote calls between last Friday and tomorrow morning. He says this is less of a sales pitch than a reminder.
At this point, we're pretty sure that they're Republicans and they vote Republicans, so it's more of just making sure they get to the polls on Election Day rather than trying to influence them on an issue.
Recent polls show Green trailing Doyle by about 6 percentage points. University of Wisconsin political science professor Charles Franklin thinks that presents a difficult task for the congressman. Franklin says polls are also showing Green with about an equal level of support from Republican voters as Doyle's getting from Democrats.
And that's a little bit surprising because usually Republicans have a little greater party loyalty.
Franklin says that won't necessarily translate to a lower turnout for Republicans, but he says it also may not translate to the much higher turnout the GOP often banks on, the kind that would benefit Mark Green. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.